Thanks for tuning into the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the role of escrow in a residential real estate transaction.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about title insurance, and that is an insurance that seems like just a junk fee, but it's very, very purposeful. And at the time of a transaction, the buyer will, to the benefit of their lender, purchase a title insurance policy, and the seller will, in turn, for the buyer's benefit, purchase a title insurance policy. So it's a big part of the transaction, and very little discussion is really covering that in the time of the sale, I don't think. So let's go over what title insurance does and does not.
First of all, interestingly enough, if you buy life insurance, what you're doing, of course, is making a bet with the insurance company that I'm going to die sooner than you think I'm going to die, and you're going to pay big bucks as that happens. Well, with title insurance, it's kind of an opposite situation. We're insuring against things that have already happened, not something in the future. So whatever the condition of title, in fact, would be, you're concerned with it because a lot of guys have owned the property prior to you, and whatever they've done about is what you're going to inherit with title.
And with title, there's obligations, some appropriate obligations, some not. So you want to understand what obligations you're receiving as a buyer before you're entitled, because when you turn around to sell, that encumbrance will remain on the property and go with the property if it's on the title.
And interestingly enough, as an example, if your name is John Smith or Sally Jones or something of this nature, that's a very common name. And it could very well be that someone with a judgment named John Smith has been recorded on your property and you're not the right John Smith. So you got to get rid of that sort of thing. And you can prove that it's not you and it will be removed from title insurance. But if you don't complain about it, it simply stays with the property and the title is being brought in that you're receiving on closing.
So what you're looking at is you're trying to get as clean and clear a title opportunity as possible. When you're buying a property, you'll get what's called the preliminary title report. This will enumerate in great detail what is attached to that property, what will leave at the close of escrow, and what they are not going to insure that may be attached to the property.
At that particular point, if you are not careful in looking at this thing closely, it's critical.
More on that title insurance policy and what it means to you as a buyer or seller next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.